This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 208 for Monday, January 6th. I'm Adam Pelagiotti. The ICE Futures canola market made small gains on Monday to go with mixed movement in comparable oils. Chicago soil and European rapeseed were higher, while Malaysian palm oil was down. Crude oil was also lower, while the United States dollar weakened. The Canadian dollar was up nearly 4/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced his resignation earlier today, with his successor to be determined in the coming weeks. The March canola contract was up $1.80 per ton at $625.80. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all higher, with wheat seeing double-digit gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 847,463 tons of U.S. corn were shipped for export during the weekend of January 2nd, down 6.6% from last week and down 22.4% from last year. For the marketing year to date, U.S. corn exports were 16.236 million tons, up 24.5% from 1 year ago. Heat and dryness are starting to affect Argentina's corn crop, with symptoms of water stress beginning to be observed in southern regions, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. The March corn contract was up 70 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.58. The USDA reported 1.285 million tons of U.S. soybeans shipped during the weekend of January 2nd, down 21.8% from the previous week, but up 23.5% from last year. Accumulated soybean exports so far this marketing year in the U.S. are up 23.2% from 1 year ago at 29.956 million tons. The BAGE added that Argentina's soybean growing areas, with adequate to optimal water conditions, shrank by 7 points at 81% due to persistent heat and dryness. The March soybean contract was up 60 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.98. U.S. wheat shipments during the weekend of January 2nd were 412,342 tons, up 21.6% from the previous week, but down 17.85% from 1 year ago. Accumulated wheat exports for the marketing year in the U.S. totaled 12.718 million tons, up 25.1% from 1 year ago. Indian wheat prices have jumped to record highs due to dwindling supplies and strong demand, up 35% from April at $384.66 U.S. per ton. Taiwan tendered for a total of 114,650 tons of wheat from the U.S. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.41. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.53. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.91. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, January 6th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelagiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.